The Office of Personnel Management should be mailing insurance policy information to tribes and tribal organizations any day now, marking a turning point in a long journey. OPM Director of Healthcare and Insurance John O'Brien says this is the first time OPM has opened its insurance program to people outside the federal workforce.
Typically, we work with federal agencies, and there's the entire payroll and HR system of the federal agencies that we piggyback onto to operate the FEHB. So this is somewhat like introducing several hundred new potential agencies, and we have to figure out how to get their information into our program and then out to the insurer so people can get coverage.
That meant negotiating with hundreds of separate autonomous governments. It's more like international diplomacy than OPM's usual role of working with federal agencies. O'Brien says his team has broadened its skills.
We're having to understand how to work with groups in a way we haven't had to before. Agencies don't have a choice. I mean, if you're part of the federal government, this is the way that insurance works. The tribes don't have to participate in FEHB. So there's an entire educational step of whether or not the FEHB and what we offer is going to be right for the tribes.
OPM meets regularly with tribal representatives in working groups. Everything seems to be going smoothly. For some tribes, the incentive to join FEHB is great. National Congress of American Indians Executive Director Jacqueline Peta says some of their employees may get health care through the Federal Indian Health Service Program, but it's not enough.
In many places across the country, for example, the Indian Health Service dollars run out early, so the tribes are then limited on what kind of health options are available to provide their members. There's a lot of testimony in Congress by tribal governments who have testified to say sometimes by June, their tribes are having to make life and death decisions about who gets those resources and who doesn't.
Even when tribes have health insurance programs, she says, they've been hit or miss, making this opportunity a big deal.
Being able to be part of a federal employee health benefit program, it actually makes it much more affordable, and it standardizes some of those services, too.
Her colleague, National Congress of American Indians Policy Director Anna Wake Rose, says it's a win-win for tribes and feds.
The population that we're bringing into the federal health employees benefit program is young and relatively healthy. So we actually think that we're going to drive down the costs of the program in the long run. So we're looking forward to being able to see that, what our young population is going to be able to do to assist the program.
But with more than 8 million people already in the federal health care plan, OPM's O'Brien says feds shouldn't hold their breath for lower premiums.
Our pool is so large that the participation of the tribes is probably not going to have any measurable impact one way or the other.
At most, he says, 350,000 employees of tribes or tribal organizations could join FEHB, but he expects it to have the greatest appeal among those in rural or expensive areas like Northern California.
Northern California tends to be a relatively high-cost area to purchase insurance, particularly if you're a small business or a small organization. And being part of the FEHB pool and our national pricing may make that a relatively good deal.
He expects a small fraction, about 25,000 tribal employees, to join FEHB this year. If all goes according to plan, they'll be getting insurance cards on May 1st. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.